Boys and girls, where are you? Just recently, my grandson got a brand new bicycle. He had to wait a long time for it because bicycles were in such demand. I wonder, would you leave your brand new shiny bike out on the street or in the park overnight while it was dark and you were in bed sleeping? What might you think would happen if you went looking for it the next day? Might be that some other boy or girl would find that beautiful bike, set their eyes on it and say, "Boy, that would be nice to have," and notice that there's no lock on it. And then they decide, "I'm going to take it home. And I'm going to say it's mine." Who would ever know? Why do we use keys and locks? I've got a key for the front door of the church, a key for the study, a key for the mailbox. I have a key for my car, a key for my home, a key for another mailbox, and a couple of other keys that I don't know what they belong to anymore. We live in a world where thieves abound, and we need to lock everything up. And it's like this virus that we're dealing with. It's all around the world. Sin is in so many hearts that there are potential thieves everywhere, all around us. And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. Now, I want to talk to you about two thieves. One who died on each side of the cross, or one who died on one side of the cross, and one who died on the other side of the Lord's cross. And they also died on the very same day that the Lord Jesus died on his cross. And so there were three crosses on that hill, and on either side there were these thieves. And the one on that side, he had stolen stuff from people and got caught. And he was condemned to die because he was a thief. The other person on the other cross, he also had taken things that didn't belong to him and got caught, was condemned as a thief. And so he was condemned to die on the same day as the Lord Jesus. And the Bible tells us that our Lord was numbered among the transgressors. And there were two men on either side of him that were criminals, transgressors. They had broken the law of God. Now, transgressor in the Bible is the word for someone who has broken the law of God. And when God gave us his law, he drew a line that we are not to cross over. And if you step over that line, you're breaking God's law, you are transgressing into the no-go area that God forbids. And that makes you then a transgressor or a sinner. When God says, "Thou shalt not steal," and you go on anyway and do it, then you become a transgressor, and you're guilty of breaking God's law. And like those two thieves, you are condemned to die, because the law says the wages of sin is death. Now, those two thieves probably knew each other, maybe even talking in jail before they were dragged out to be put to death. And I'm sure they had many talks about the horrible death that they were going to face on a Roman cross. Well, while they were hanging upon those crosses, close to the Lord, one on either side, they were still talking. and they were talking a way that was really mockery. They were joining in with others around the cross who were crying out in mockery, joking and jesting and saying, "If you be the Christ, come down from the cross and save thyself and save us too." And they were doing it in a horrible, vicious way that was just poking fun at the Lord Jesus. And while they were talking, there was, of course, a lot of mockery and talking going on around the crosses. But suddenly, one of those thieves said, "Stop! Stop this mockery! Do you not know that we are condemned and live in the same condemnation?" Now, it was like a bright light had come on in one of those thieves' minds and hearts. Before, he was joking, mocking, criticizing the Lord. And then suddenly, he said, "Oh no, we shouldn't be doing this, because this man has done nothing wrong. And we have. And we are the law-breaking thieves. But the Lord Jesus does not deserve to die. He is the sinless Son of God." Now, the thief that had cried out, "Stop this mocking," began to pray. He looked to the Lord Jesus and he said to him, "Lord, remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom." He understood suddenly that Jesus was Lord and that he had a heavenly kingdom where people live forever and ever. And this believing thief suddenly wanted in. He wanted to be in that kingdom of which the Lord was the head and Savior. And so he prayed this prayer, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Now marvelously, the Lord Jesus responded in grace, in power, and said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." And so that very day, while hanging on the cross, the believing thief died, and his soul went immediately into heaven, or as the Lord described it, paradise. And you will see, while Jesus died on the cross, he was suffering for and in the place of sinners to open up the way to heaven. And he was able to give this transgressor, this lawbreaker, this thief, an absolute assurance of eternal life in heaven. Although he had broken God's law and was equally guilty, he was instantly pardoned, instantly assured of eternal life in heaven. Now, the Lord Jesus can do that for you. The Lord Jesus can hear your cry if you confess that you have sinned or have transgressed his law. Now, there are two commands that the thief breaks. One is the 8th commandment, "Thou shalt not steal." And of course, there is the 9th commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness or tell lies." And if you have committed or broken either of those laws, you are a sinner. You are a transgressor. And you need to be saved from your sins. But the good news is that the moment you cry out to the Lord to save you, he will. And you will have that wonderful assurance of salvation and life with God in heaven. I pray that you will know that blessing, even as the dying thief. Now, I have a question for you. Which of the two thieves was good? Neither of them. They were both equally bad. but it was faith that saved one and made him good and ready for heaven.